careful what you say. Careful who might hear. Someone else inside the universe could write it down, and you'll be hearing it for years. Don't fear, don't fall. Just turn and face the wall.
This is WISO Weekend on 91.3 WYSO. I'm Jerry Kenny. Thanks for joining us this Sunday morning. In 2003, Jennifer Knapp left her career as a successful Christian artist and didn't perform for 7 years. Now, Knapp has rekindled her music career, identifying herself as a gay person of faith. She's released a folk album called Letting Go, and she'll perform in Dayton next weekend. WYSO's Juliet Fromholt spoke with Knapp about her return to music.
In talking about the creative process and the transition from being, a faith-based musician and really excelling in the Christian music market, when you started writing again, did you change the way that you were writing songs at all, or was it just basically the same process?
In a lot of ways, I haven't changed the way that I write at all. I think the irony of it was, and when you're writing for a genre like Christian music, I mean, I think one of the things that we forget, and I think even the Christian music industry sometimes forget, is it's really the only genre of music that holds its own category that's solely based by its lyrical content. So, I mean, and what I mean by that is, you know, when you start to write a song, you might be writing the song about a normal everyday occurrence, but the goal at some point has to put in some kind of thought about the Christian experience that has to be very specific about either, you know, making some kind of commentary on God or on church or and not that those things aren't valuable, I think, but for me, I think what was really frustrating my first time through is I actually had to learn to change my writing into that, where every time that I sat down to write in something, I kind of had to begin with the end in mind, always thinking about, you know, how was this going to come out the other end of, you know, other end as a completed song sounding like a Christian song. And that was something that I found ultimately a little bit limiting. I mean, I think now, even if I want to engage some kind of spiritual concept, I feel like I have the freedom to do that. So the process, I think, in terms of laying off for so long and coming back, is I actually had to unlearn that. Unlearn this sense of expectation that when I got into a song that it had to go someplace theologically or that it had to go someplace spiritually.
Do you think that spending time in Australia, you know, in an unfamiliar place, really taking yourself out of an element of familiarity, helped that unlearning process?
Oh my gosh, yeah, absolutely. I mean, and not just culturally speaking, but I mean, when I moved, it was a move in so many different ways. I mean, my friends were, you know, I was creating new friends every day. Most of my friends had no idea who I was or what I did as a career. In fact, most of them thought I was just a professional PlayStation 3 player. So when you kind of wipe the slate clean a little bit, it really made me kind of go through this process of having to kind of to really question who I was and who I wanted to be. And I mean, spiritually that happened. I think, the part that I didn't expect as much was to culturally, you know, what did it mean for me to be an American? What does it now mean for me to be an Australian? And what about Australia do I identify with and makes that a second home for me? So I think, you know, giving ourselves new experiences to live through and work through really create in us potential opportunities to learn not just things about ourselves but other people and how other people do things and bring a perspective to the way that we live or the way that, you know, we may look from a certain angle that we didn't have before.
when you're going to be here in Dayton, I know that you're doing two things. You're doing a show at Canal Street Tavern, and you're also doing an event that's part of this series that you're doing called Inside Out Faith. Was this something that when you decided to go back out on the road that you said right from the start, like, I want this to be a part of my tour experience, of my road experience, this this outreach through music and storytelling and things like this? Or was that something that once you got more comfortable being back out on the road, you decided to do?
Absolutely. In no way, shape, or form did I imagine myself doing this. The fact that I had to come out of the closet on a public level and claim my sexuality was, you know, more of a consequence of integrity that I felt like I had to do with, you know, the community that I felt like that I've had and the people that have long-term listened to my music. And understanding that there were people inside of that community and especially inside of the concept of Christian-based faith that sometimes has a perspective that homosexuality or LGBTs aren't necessarily welcome in the church. And I'd kind of found that to be both true and untrue on so many different levels, but just on my own personal experience, I didn't even really know what that meant in terms of the future of my own art or how people would take me in a public place. I just knew that, you know, at a certain point, I'm a musician, I'm an artist, I like to create music, and I like to be able to share it, and I want to be able to do that. You know, I didn't really fancy my sexuality spinning into it that much, and I didn't want my faith to kind of really influence it that much. I think I underappreciated the impact that would have in terms of the faith community that I have worked in the past, and just the fact that, you know, on both levels, like, you know, I had a lot of questions to answer. Why wasn't I creating art for my faith anymore, and why wasn't, you know, how could I consider myself a person of faith by being an LGBT? So I think that's definitely evolved, and the people who have traveled with me on this journey over the years have just identified with that experience. And inside that community are people who are people of faith, that who are gay or lesbian, bisexual, and transgendered, who have found a sense of community at a certain point in a song. And they've asked me to kind of speak about that experience. And I kind of put it off for a long time. I didn't really know what my own experience was to be able to talk about it adequately, but, you know, a year or so into it and kind of getting my bearings and being able to really reassess what my own faith experience has meant for me and how the church community responds to people like me who are of same-sex orientation has really, you know, impacted me mostly because of people just sharing their stories with me out on the road. And I think for me, it's been a real honor and a privilege that people just have continued to ask me to tell my story over the last couple of years, that's evolved to the place that it is today. And that's what we'll be doing at the Episcopal Church earlier that afternoon at Christ Episcopal. That's basically what Inside Out Faith is, me just kind of telling the story of how me as a person of faith could continue to have my faith, how I navigate that through my own sexual orientation, and to be able to give, hopefully, you know, people a safe space to be able to hear something positive that's come out of all of that.
Well, Jennifer, I want to thank you so much for taking the time to chat with me today.
Oh, thanks, Juliet. Cheers.
Juliet Fromholt speaking with folk musician Jennifer Knapp. She'll be performing next Sunday, October 9th, at Canal Street Tavern. Earlier that day, Knapp will be appearing at Christ Episcopal Church in Dayton as part of her Inside Out Faith series.